Welcome to the first ever podcast of DC Talk Radio. This is DP Karff, and you're listening to DP Karff Radio. Like I already said, this is first ever podcast. Been trying to do this for a long time. Never found out how to, but finally got it. For entertainment, mostly we're going to do Xbox, Xbox Live, Xbox 360, but throwing everything and every bit that I can get in. Let's get started, and we're going to do Xbox 360 news. Let's get going with the Xbox news. So sorry if you hear anything in the background. This is really bad. This is the best I can do for my first podcast. But there's going to be stuff in the background, like I said, mistakes. But let's get started. This week there was a rumored HDMI port and spread actually rather quick and got almost on all the news outlets and it's pretty much all around. So it's coming, but I don't know how they're going to do it, but, you know, Microsoft, they need it for HD DVD when image constraint tokens start, but I don't know how they're going to market it, what they're going to do, but it's going to be tough for them to release one, say, go get it, because lots of hardcore already got their 360s and don't want to get another one for HDMI, but it's coming. Also today, Microsoft announced it has shipped 5 million Xbox 360s. And that's, well, that's how many they sold, but they still lost a ton of money. And also, this week in Microsoft News, you all should probably know this by now, it was actually last week, Xbox Live Arcade Wednesdays started last week, got Frogger going. This week, Clone and Clyde came 2 days ago, then we're gonna get Galaga next week on Wednesday, then followed by Street Fighter, then followed by Pac-Man, and then there'll be more coming. And also this week, Texas Hold'em, which everyone's still been waiting for, was posted up on Xbox.com August 23rd, I think it was. Yeah, August 23rd is going to be the release date of it, but then it took down, so that was probably something that was posted premature or something, but August 23rd, look out for Texas Hold'em. But today, then, they said that it probably won't be free, but I'm still expecting it to be free because it's being sponsored, so expect it to be free. And yesterday, notable releases this week are only ones were Clone and Clyde on arcade, then NCAA Football came out yesterday, which is pretty good. Played it at the demo, that's good, and I can't wait to go try out the game. And also, trying to think anything else mentioning, today on GamerAndy.com, go check it out over there. He said he got from a source that Guitar Hero 2 is headed to Xbox 360, something I expected, because near E3 it was kind of weird. Activision barred Red Octane, said it was to capitalize on downloadable content, which, well, PS2's never happened, and Xbox 360, perfect place for it, so it's coming there. He said, so look for it probably November. Awesome, it's going to be wireless guitar. And about 10 minutes ago, actually, Microsoft just said they're expecting to ship 13 to 15 million, most likely getting up there, 15 million Xbox 360 shipped by June 2007. That's about another 10 million. It's not a ton, because PS3 and Wii are going to have 6 million by March, but it's still good. Hopefully, number grows. And also, BitCrazy, Dead Rising, the upcoming zombie game, actually got banned in Germany. Don't know how that happened, but it happened. Bit goofy there. Let's see, anything else? I get knocked down, but I get up again. Welcome to this week's features, and I'm going to start it off with, going to tell you about Mailbag. I can't get it in this week, of course, because, well, got no mail, since it's the first week running DP Karff Radio. But I'm going to tell you all, send me an email at dpradio365, I'll say it again, dpradio365@gmail.com. It's Gmail, not email, it's Gmail. dpradio365@gmail.com. I know I just said it a bunch of times, but I needed to say it. I'll just be reading comments and stuff. You can say comments, questions, anything you want. I don't care. Please include your gamer tag if you got one. Xbox Live and where you're from. I love to know where people are listening and where they're listening from. So, okay, now I got that out of the way. Let me get the next feature that I have. Hey, this part now, I'm just going to do whatever I want every week, and this week I'm just going to put, it's going to be top 5 arcade games that I want, and I'm going to start with number 5, the 5th arcade game I want. I want something like, I'm a huge sports nut. I'll get that out of the way now, big Eagles fan, all Philly sport except Eagles, I mean, not Eagles, Eagles number 1, Phillies, just, I'm a fan, but they suck. I need to get that out of the way. MLB 2K6, I won't even play because I know they suck so bad in it, most likely, but I don't care. Okay, well, number 5, I need fantasy sports. Fantasy sports, they got them on ESPN. Got them everywhere, every site almost with sports has them now. And 360 is just perfect place. Let keyboards work and get a server offline with Xbox Live. Get leagues. Got to get there on Marketplace. Get it. It'd be great if it was free. Get it sponsored by something, but we need that. And number 4 is something like a party game or something. I mean, Fusion Frenzy was great. We haven't had any party games yet on 360, and arcade seems like a place to start one. And I won one there. But Fusion Frenzy 2 now is getting pre-ordered on GameStop.com, so I'm not so sure if a game comes. Fusion Frenzy 2 does come out, though. I'd rather have that than an arcade game, but still arcade with mini games fun, because it's going to be on the Wii Virtual Console, and come on, there's been 7 Mario Parties. 7. If that's 7 party games. I know it's Mario, but there's 7. So, 7 there, and now Xbox, we need Xbox 360, we need one. And number 3, one, something like just trivia game, like maybe like 400, 800 points, trivia game, simplest thing, just throw facts in there and they come out, answer questions like a Jeopardy or something like that, like game shows and stuff like that, like Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, all of it, you know, it's stupid and stuff, it's fun to socialize with Xbox Live people and stuff, be great addition, people French, might not be able to see them, or family far away, or someone moved, but they got Xbox Live, you can still play games with them and have fun, talk, that stuff. And number 2, an idea I've had for a long time, 360 arcade sports, like dodgeball, bowling, shuffleboard, you name it. If it's a sport, simple, fun, can be played by anyone, pick up and play. 360 arcade sports, I think it'd be great, just a fantastic game. Games. It's already started, Bank Shot Billiards, but there's no concept behind it, but 360 Arcade Sports just got infinity amount. You saw the reaction to Wii Sports. Everyone's like, yay, Wii Sports. That's my number 2, and I just said my number 2 was number 1. That idea I love so much, that's number 2 and number 1. Okay, that's my feature of the week. I needed to add this for arcade. I forgot to mention in my top 5 something I really want. The Rare Library. They used to call it Rareware. Just 64 was their glory days. A Banjo, GoldenEye, you name it. It was more rare than Nintendo with the fantastic titles, like Diddy Kong Racing, Nintendo produced, but still, they were fantastic in those days, fantastic NES, Super NES, and almost every game by Rare, lots of them are just classics, could keep naming them, I don't know them all, but I know a good amount of them. They're fantastic, and we need Rare. If you're hearing this, you need to get them out there. They'll sell. You saw how fast Frogger sell. Imagine Banjo-Kazooie. Heck, not Banjo-Kazooie in the arcade. We want another Banjo-Kazooie. Banjo-Kazooie 3. And that's it for top 5 arcade games, but then I need to throw that extra one in because, of course, you need that classic games, but as long as arcade games are good, if the price is right, I don't want to pay, like, I don't even want to pay $10 for Street Fighter 2, but I'm going to have to pay it to get it, but arcade games, like, some of them are good, like Outpost Colloquy X, I enjoyed the trial, but $10, I'll pay 5 for it. So I'm like, pass on that one. Rather wait. Clone and Clyde, I got. That's fantastic. If you haven't played it yet, go out and play it. So that brings me to my next segment. Now, time for my next segment. It's the review of the week. And this week, I'm reviewing a ton of great games have been coming out. But this week, it's simple, fun, enjoyable. It's a review for Clone and Clyde. Clone and Clyde, simple story. Clyde, he's stupid, he's dumb, but then one day a guy says, $20, and we need to do an experiment, here you go. Come in real quick. So, and it's a place they clone humans, so they clone Clyde. But it messes up and they clone too many, so now he's stuck in the place. They're trying to lock him in, but there's just hundreds of them and they're locked in, so you need help. Clyde escape. It's wacky, it's fun, it's got being mutated with monkeys and frogs and chickens and barrels that explode, and then you each level, it's pretty simple, but it's fun. It's a 2D side scroller, and then each level you need to destroy usually 4 robots, and then once you destroy them, you can try and get all the extra Clydes that you've cloned during the level into the escape chute so they can escape. Then one's gotta go back to the main lobby and then go on to the next level. Achievements, because everyone wants to know about them, it's basically about 91 of the points you can get pretty simple. Like play versus game, you can, not 91, but it's around there probably, like you can get 50 points really quick just play versus game, then mutate a couple characters, get the 8 levels you'll get, and it's just, the achievements are a bit on the easy side except for one or two of them. And then you can, each level, it's like people who have played Mario, New Super Mario Brothers on the DS will recognize this right away. The, like, it's like the star coins of this game, the Killer Ken action figures, I'm guessing Clyde's a friend of them, like some and stuff. But the Killer Ken action figures, and there's about 3, 4, on the one level, I think there was 2 actually, that you gotta collect on each level. Some are hard to get, some are easy, but still it adds up, and of course achievements for it as well. Overall, it's a pretty good game. I mean, it's simple, but it's, you got co-op over live, which is sometimes a pain because of other people. They'll just decide, okay, let's throw this person, and they'll keep throwing you the whole time. Thank God there's that feedback system though, and file complaints, but I just ignore them and quit the game when that happens, because then usually it shuts down the whole game, which is still a pain. The servers were, I didn't notice any lag over live, and versus it, just destroy the other team's robots before they destroyed yours, and you had Clyde, you go on buttons to set traps so people can't get in and out. It's still fun though, but in the end, just it's a 2D side-scroller, it's not Mario, it's not as fantastic as Mario, but still, it's overall good, simple, fun. One of the best indie games so far on Xbox Live Arcade. Give it the trial, try at least. I give it 8 out of 10 coughs. So now, that's the review of the week. Clone and Clyde. Next week, I'll be reviewing Lord of the Rings Battle for Middle Earth 2. Okay, I also wanted to throw in, go check out GameStop. .com, you know, they always put stuff before an EB Games. They when they get a sheet from a retailer, a developer, a publisher, I'm not sure which one sends them out, they post them right away. And they post the Viva Pinata, Halo 3, and not sure how to say it, I don't care, Motorsport 2 faceplate pictures are now up, so just type in, I think, just be like Halo 3 faceplate. Viva Pinata faceplate and Forza, whatever the hell it's called, Motorsport 2 faceplate, and it will give you the pictures on the Halo 3 faceplate. It sucks. I was expecting something better, but it's just bad. Viva Pinata's colorful, and the Motorsport one, it's a car one, it's fine. But the Halo 3 one, I mean, it looks, it's fine, but I was expecting something a bit better than that. Okay, I think that's all for this week. Let me see if I have anything else I needed to get in and say. Oh yeah, my gamer tag, you probably guessed by now, or you've heard of me before from forums or Play Me or something. DP Cough sent me a friend request, I'll always play. And anyway, when this show's big as Major Nelson's or someone else or Gamer Andy, you'll be like, hey, I got DP Cough on my friends list, and you'll be happy. Whenever that is, in 10 years, 5 years, I don't know, but Xbox 360, always gonna be a gamer. Let me see if there's anything else I need to check, see. Yeah, send me email, dpradio365@gmail.com, and probably got this from the website or podcast or heard about it, but I'm pretty sure this is the URL of my thing. I'm gonna try to find a new one. Send me good hosting stuff. Something that's free, of course, that's hosting, that's easy to use. The dpradio365@gmail.com, but the URLs, I'm pretty sure this is at www.dpcough.blogger.com. I'll try and post maybe one thing a day, just like a highlight or something. Maybe something that happened or came out on Marketplace or something. Always, like I said, send me a message, DP Cough. I need to make sure there's nothing else that I want to get out of the way and say. Because this first ever show, it's got to be historic and memorable. So, let me just check. I wanted to say I need, like, help with, anyone got info, RSS feeds and stuff so I can get this thing up. I can get it on blogger.com, but I want to get it in the, iTunes music store and stuff, and if anyone's got an idea for a picture for too much, and probably like, okay, I know your email by now, but I need to keep saying it. Okay. And like all shows, of course, I'm always open if you need, want to come on, do an interview, say something, Xbox 360, Xbox Live, just shoot the email again. I'm going to say the email one more time, dpradio365@gmail.com, send comments, mailbag. Thanks for listening this week. Wait a minute. Oh, last minute news flash before I'm done. Xbox.com, it was posted. Someone on the forums, thank you. Let me say his name. Bill got a 360. Well, original Bill got a 360. Microsoft confirmed the plans for Zune. And the iPod killer that it's been called, and pretty much games and stuff, they're confirming that they're making something, and it says that they plan to release hardware and software products this year, the software maker said on Friday, and you can check that out on money.cnn.com, and it was locked on the Xbox forums. I don't want to get in trouble for this on the forums, but it got locked, and they've locked before because it is premature news, so I might have gotten out before Microsoft wanted to make a big announcement, but definitely the Argo, Zune, whatever you want to call it, X-Portable, Portabox, it's coming. I've been thinking it is for a long time. Finally, why J. Allard hasn't been around may be answered. And I wanted to also send what you'd like to see on the show, anything you want, dpradio365@gmail.com, send anything, I need some help with RSS feeds and getting it onto the iTunes music store, so if you got some stuff, please, I really appreciate any help you guys will give me. And the first show, we're done after bumps and a bit rough. It's done, and sorry about parts, and they might be audios going up, down. It's going to be fixed, and we're going to keep getting better and better and better. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm going to go out, and new song I'm going to play to end it. John Mayer, Waiting for the World to Change. I need to feel like a G. DJ, so I'm playing the song. Have a good week, everyone. Okay, everyone, here it is. I said, John Mayer, Waiting for the World to Change. Have a nice week. Thank you for listening to the first ever show. It might have been hard for you to listen, but I promise you, tried the best. Just some not good equipment, but we'll improve, like I said. Send me an email, dpradio365@gmail.com. Check out the site, and send me friend requests, messages, dpcough on Xbox Live. Have a nice week, everyone. Hold on. There we go. There's the song. Have a nice week.
I say we stand for nothing and there's no way we ever could. Now I see everything that's going wrong with the world and those who lead it. We just feel like we don't have the means to rise above and feed it. So we keep waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world.
Change. Have a nice week, and I'm adding stuff every second. I forgot to say, next week, every week at the end of the episode, we'll be playing the song quest. That's just me random. I'm not going to say my email, probably said enough, but remember, include your gamer tag, you'll get it read out loud, and get the song played you want. It's just going to be random, so hope you enjoyed this week's show. See y'all next week, good night, everyone, and have a good day, good night, whatever. I'm done. This is DP Cough Radio, and this is DP Cough, and I'm done.